Hi, this is Randy Atkins, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. The August 1945 bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki have been the only use or detonation of nuclear weapons except for testing purposes. Both were detonated in the air at an altitude of approximately 1,600 feet. The bomb at Hiroshima destroyed buildings over roughly 4 square miles of the city, and about 60,000 people died immediately from the blast, thermal effects, and fire. Within 2 to 4 months of the bombings, a total estimated 90,000 to 140,000 deaths occurred in Hiroshima, mostly as a result of the immediate effects of the bomb and not to fallout. Today's podcast provides important information for the public and the news media in the event of a nuclear attack. It is one of 4 fact sheets on potential terrorist attacks prepared by the National Academies in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. They were produced by the National Research Council's Division on Earth and Life Sciences as part of the National Academy of Engineering project, News and Terrorism Communicating in a Crisis. Nuclear attack. What is it? Unlike a dirty bomb which disperses radioactive material using conventional explosives, a nuclear attack is the use of a device that produces a nuclear explosion. A nuclear explosion is caused by an uncontrolled chain reaction that splits atomic nuclei to produce an intense wave of heat, light, air pressure, and radiation, followed by the production and release of radioactive particles. For ground blasts, these radioactive particles are drawn up into a mushroom cloud, producing fallout that can expose people at great distances to radiation. Traditional Cold War concerns were focused on the possible use of military nuclear weapons. A nuclear terrorist attack might be carried out with an improvised nuclear device, an IND, which is a crude nuclear device built from the components of a stolen weapon or from scratch using nuclear material, plutonium or highly enriched uranium. The primary obstacle to a nuclear attack is limited access to weapon-grade nuclear materials. Highly enriched uranium, plutonium, and stockpiled weapons are carefully inventoried and guarded. Nuclear attack is also impeded because building nuclear weapons is difficult. General principles are available in open literature, but constructing a workable device requires advanced technical knowledge in areas such as nuclear physics and material science. Also, crude nuclear weapons are typically very heavy, ranging from a few hundred pounds to several tons, and are difficult to transport, especially by air. Specially designed small nuclear weapons, including the so-called suitcase nuclear weapons, are much lighter, but they are difficult to acquire and to construct. What is the impact of a nuclear attack? A nuclear attack could cause substantial fatalities, injuries, and infrastructure damage from the heat and blast of the explosion, and significant radiological consequences from both the initial nuclear radiation and the radioactive fallout that settles after the initial event. An electromagnetic pulse from the explosion could also disrupt telecommunications and power distribution. The number and type of fatalities and injuries depend on many factors, including the yield of the nuclear device, the population near the site of the explosion and in the fallout path, and weather conditions. Even a partial nuclear detonation could produce many casualties in a densely populated area. An extensive weapons effects testing program and studies of the 1945 bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki provided what we know about the effects of nuclear explosions. Fatalities and injuries will result from the pressure of the shock waves, bodies being thrown, falling buildings, and flying debris. Thermal energy, including the fireball, can cause fatalities and severe burns to the skin and eyes. People who survive the physical shockwave and heat may suffer health effects from radiation. The health effects of radiation depend on the amount of radiation absorbed by the body, that is, the dose, measured in a unit called rads, the type of radiation, the route of exposure, that is, absorbed by the body, inhaled or ingested, and the length of time exposed. If a reasonable estimate can be made of a person's dose, health effects at that dose can be predicted with good accuracy. There are both short and long-term effects of radiation. Acute radiation syndrome, or ARS, may develop in those who are exposed to radiation levels of 50 to 100 rad, depending on the type of radiation and the individual. Symptoms of ARS include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and reduced blood cell counts. Radiation, especially beta radiation, can also cause skin burns and localized injury. Fatalities begin to appear at exposures of 125 rad, and at doses between 300 and 400 rad, about half of those exposed will die without supportive treatment. At very high doses, greater than 1,000 rad, people can die within hours or days due to effects on the central nervous system. Radiation exposure inhibits stem cell growth. For those who die within weeks to months, death is usually caused by damage to the gastrointestinal lining and to bone marrow where stem cell growth is crucial. Fetuses are more sensitive to radiation. Effects may include growth retardation, malformations, or impaired brain function. Radiation exposure increases the risk of developing cancer, including leukemia, later in life. The increased cancer risk is proportional to radiation dose. The survivors of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs have about a 10% increased risk of developing cancers over normal age-specific rates, some occurring more than 50 years following the exposure. In a group of 87,000 survivors exposed to radiation who were followed in health studies over the past 60 years, there were about 430 more cancer deaths than would be expected in a similar but unexposed population. The additional cancer deaths are attributable to radiation. Nearly half of the people in those studies are still alive. There is no evidence of genetic changes in survivors' children who were conceived and born after the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. A long-term medical surveillance program would likely be established to monitor potential health effects of survivors of a nuclear attack. Medical treatment would be provided to people with burns and injuries and to those suffering from radiation sickness. Treatment for acute radiation syndrome would include the prevention and treatment of infections, stem cell and platelet transfusions, psychological support, and careful observation of skin injury, weight loss, and fever. Exposed and contaminated people can be safely handled by trained responders and medical personnel. If people ingest or inhale fallout, treatment could include the use of various diluting or mobilizing agents that help rid the body of radioactive elements. Potassium iodide, or KI pills, are not a general cure-all. They are only effective in blocking the uptake of inhaled or ingested radioactive iodine into the thyroid gland if taken before or just after inhalation or ingestion. What should people do to protect themselves? The three basic ways people can reduce exposure to radiation are through time, distance, and shielding. Time. Decrease the amount of time spent in areas where there is radiation. Distance. Increase your distance from a radiation source. Doubling your distance from a point source divides the dose by 4. If sheltered in a contaminated area, keep your distance from exterior walls and roofs. Shielding. Create a barrier between yourself and the radiation source with a building or vehicle. Buildings, especially those made of brick or concrete, provide considerable shielding from radiation. Exposure is reduced by about 50% inside a one-story building and by about 90% a level below ground. If there is advanced warning of an impending nuclear attack, people should listen to authorities about whether to evacuate the area or to seek shelter underground as soon as possible. Most of the fallout will dissipate after a few weeks to months. Cleanup activities would focus on areas near ground zero contaminated with long-lasting radioactive isotopes, such as certain plutonium and uranium isotopes. There are temporary measures that can be taken to fix radioactive materials in place and stop the spread of contamination. These include fixative sprays such as flour and water mixtures, road oil, or water that can be used to wet ground surfaces. In the days and weeks following the attack, officials might be expected to establish a plan for careful monitoring and assessment of affected areas, impose quarantines on contaminated areas as necessary to prevent further exposures, remove contamination from areas where people might continue to be exposed, and keep citizens informed about the situation. This report brief was prepared by the National Academy of Engineering and the National Research Council of the National Academies in cooperation with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. For more information, contact me, Randy Atkins, at 202-334-1508 or visit www.nae.edu/factsheets. My name is Randy Atkins, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have full text of more than 3,000 books and publications available to read free online. The nation turns to the National Academies for independent, objective advice on issues that affect people's lives worldwide.